Let us bow our heads. Dear gracious Father, thank you for this opportunity. And we're so appreciative and we're so honored and so grateful. You've just been so good to us. And we can't thank you enough. We appreciate Margaret. We appreciate her words, how she poured into us. We just love you so much for using her like you used her. Thank you for the praise and worship team under the leadership of Anika. We just love you. So, Lord, as we move forward, we ask you to make sure everyone's heart is receptive of your word. Let us receive something that would transform our life and so we can impact someone else's life. We love you so much. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, so listen to me. I promise you, I know you guys think I'm not going to have you guys out before 2:30, but I promise I will, right? So, I'm going to have you guys out in a short period of time. Probably, I don't know how long, but it'd be quick, right? So unleash the power within. Now, this is important. I want everybody to understand this, and I want you to listen, right? And I can't emphasize it enough because the power of life resides in you, right? It's two prison guards that you can never allow to run your life, and you need to tell them they got to get out of your life. One is victimization. You always want to be the victim. You always want to be a victim and say something happened to me, right? You can never, ever, ever, ever allow that guard to control your life, and you always the victim, right? This happened to me, and this is why it happened. As long as you blame somebody else, you'll never heal, and you'll never be delivered. And you never live out your full potential. That's extremely, extremely important. And the next guard that really guards your life and that really takes full control of you is the blame game. Everybody say the blame game. We always blaming somebody else for something, right? We always blaming somebody else for something that's going on in our life. So whenever we allow that invisible spirit to take a hold of our lives, we'll never, ever be everything God intended for us to be. Now, I want you to know when God created you, when you was in your mother's womb, God already knew you was going to be a success. You just need to come to the grips of who you are, right? And once you realize who you are, then and only then will you really be able to do everything that you call yourself to be. You talk about it. You look in the mirror. You talk to yourself in the mirror. You say your affirmations, you believe in this here, but you constantly speak in a defeated life. We talk about we can do this, we can do that, but every conversation we have over and over and over throughout the day is just the opposite because we always move from a place, man, where we're looking for something on the external part of our life to do something for us, right? And if anything should happen to us, we need something on the outside to make a change in our life. But I'm telling you that the power lies within you, right? That's extremely, extremely important that the power lies within you. And here's the thing that I think is important for us to understand. God, when he created us and he designed us, he never, ever, ever intended for us to be separate. He always intended for us to be unified and be as one. And he wants us always look at each other as one. And when you look at each other as one, there's unity in strength, right? And if I realize that we're on the same team and we run football the same direction, then I won't stop you, right, and try to play defense while you're on offense, right? That means I won't try to block your life. I'm not so concerned about what's happening in your life. I quit talking about you, right, and then I start building you up, right? Because I don't have the ability nor the power, man, to destroy your life, right? But I do have the ability to impact your life in a positive way, right? I can't even impact your life in a negative way if you don't allow me to do it. I don't care how many negative things I say about you. If you don't receive it, it won't happen. The only way you can receive it is if you receive it. I can't pour it down. I can't inject it in your veins. I can't inject it in your brain. You have to believe it yourself, so much so that you start to act it out yourself. Now here, so today I want you guys to understand the power that you have within you, right? Because the light of the world is inside of you, right? All of Jesus' teaching, all of it, here's what he said. When he taught them how to pray, he said, when you pray, pray that thy kingdom will come and the will be done on earth just like it is in heaven. So above, so below. Everybody say, so above,
so above,
so below. Whatever happens on the outside is already happening on the inside. Whatever you manifest on the outside is already happening on the inside, right? And it's important for us to understand that because if we don't understand it, we're going to keep on producing bad things, wishing for good things to happen, right? But if you want your world to change, you have to recognize who you are, right? And recognize whose you are. You got to recognize that God, when he breathed into you, he breathed the breath of life. The minute your breath stopped, it's over. Everybody says over, right? But because you're breathing, that means God is present in your life. Every time you take a breath, God is present in your life. And that's important for you to understand. So now if I move from that position, I command things. I don't have to beg for anything. I can speak things into existence, right? Because God doesn't beg for anything. God don't beg for anything, right? God just do it. You never heard Jesus ever beg for anything. When Jesus came out of his mother's womb, when he came out of Mary's womb, everything we have about Jesus is about him blessing and pouring in and representing God in the earth, right? And so he was trying to show us what we can be. All God was trying to show us through Jesus' life is what you can be as a human being, right? But we don't accept it because we said, no, that's Jesus. I can't do that. I'm telling you that the power is in you. The same light that was in Jesus is also in you. Now, you got to understand that. The same light. It's important to understand because when I project from the movie, see, I'm 65 years old, right? And so when I used to coach, we had the old projector film, right? And we turned the projector on, and it started, and the things start, the reels start going. Brenda, you know this because you played basketball for Muskegon, and you wanted to watch the film, right? And it was going, and here's what happened. In the beginning of the film, there was nothing. All you saw was static on the screen or white. Nothing came on the screen until the picture started showing up on the film, right? Soon as the picture started showing up on the field, the light came through the film and projected out what was already on the inside. Here's what I'm telling you, man. The light of God is on the inside of you trying to project out the beauty of God in your life. But if you're downloading all kind of junk, the only thing you're going to project out is junk, right? So whatever you're projecting out, whatever you're projecting out is what's on the inside. So the light on the inside is shining, and God said, I wish above all things that you prosper, but yet you're failing. Why am I failing? Because I'm projecting failure in my life. If I want something different, right, then I need to change my heart and change the way I think. So he told us if you're transformed by the renewing of your mind. So if you don't change the way you think, you'll never change the way you behave, right? And so I don't care what you tell me, the power of your life is on full display for everybody to see. I can tell you how weak your life is based on the way you move. Because what you're doing is you're projecting from the light that God put inside of you, because God is always with you. That's why he said, you can go to the depths of hell, and I'll be there. He said, you can go to the highest mountain, and I'll be. God said, I'm always going to be present in your life. As long as there's breath in your body, God is present in your life. And he's a light shining in you. Oh, for you say to him, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Did he say, everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. See, it's a light inside of you shining. And when that light, now the question is, what's happening in my life when that light shines? What is it projecting? Is it projecting the God in me? Right? Or is it projecting the failure in me? Right? And here's the, I'm going to let you in on a secret. You can't let anybody. Nobody get to affect your life but you. God didn't give nobody permission and power over your light. Nobody can dim your light. your light's always going to illuminate to its maximum, right? Nobody, they can talk about you, they can run you down, that's not going to affect your light. The only person have the power of the dim switch is you. You can turn the dim switch all the way down where there's no light coming through. You can shut the light off in your life. But I'm telling you, the power is within you. All right? So in Matthew, Jesus was teaching, right? He says, you are the light of the world, right? A city that sets on top of a hill that cannot be hid. He said, I'm telling you who you are. Now listen to me. He said, you are the light of the world, right? He was talking to the people who understood who he was in their life, right? And once they understood who he was, they accepted him as Christ, and they understand the power that was within them. Once you understand the power within you, you become the light of the world. You're like a city sitting on top of the hill. You can always tell a person, Milo, right? You can always tell a person who have a real relationship with God by their energy, just by the way they move, right? You can tell what kind of relationship you have. And here's the thing. Here's the beauty of it, right? The beauty is that that God loves you so much, right? He's constantly trying to turn your light up to maximum. Because he wants the world to know that he's real. And he created you so you can tell the world that he's real, right? Go to the next slide now, because I think the screen is working for me. Praise the Lord. I think it's me, right? He says, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, right? But on a candlestick, and it gives light where? Where? Nari, this thing is screwing up on me, so you got to control it, all right? Right now, it says, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it, what does it do? What does it do? When your life is lit up, it impacts everybody in your presence. I want you to know something. Whenever your energy level is high and your light is shining bright, everybody that's in the dark becomes brighter, right? And here's the thing. And if your light is bright and my light is bright, the room gets brighter. This is important. Don't miss this part. I can never darken the room out by putting your light out, right? And here's the other thing. Nobody can darken your life, right, by trying to put your light out. Because when they put your light out, they're really not touching your light. They're dimming theirs. So whenever you're putting somebody else down, you don't realize the power you have. Whenever you're putting somebody else down, whenever you're gossiping about somebody else's life, whenever you're talking about somebody else in the name of Jesus and you think you're doing God a favor, remember you're just turning your light down. You think you're doing something big by trying to point out somebody else's shortcoming. Every time you speak negative about somebody else, you just dim your light. And your light get dimmer. And dimmer, while you think it's getting brighter and brighter because you're over an usher board, or you're the president of this, or you're the CEO of this. So I'm telling everybody, and I want you to know, because I know, I'm telling you that you're dimming your light. And the power, the illumination in your light is going down. If you want to turn your light back on, change the way you think. Change the way you treat people. Change the way you move, right? Because when you do that, the world changes, right? That's why he said, and it gives light unto all that is in the house. Everybody that's in your presence feel the power of your light. Here's it. Now I'm going to let you in on a secret. Brenda, don't you tell nobody. The reason why they're putting your light down, because your light shines so much brighter than theirs that they all upset. So they're trying to turn your light down, and in the process they're dimming theirs and yours getting brighter. Because God is a spirit, right? So God knows a spirit, and a spirit touch the hearts and minds of people. And it's important for us to understand that. So you got to know who you are. So I got to walk around like I'm somebody, right? And I got to focus on him. This is so important. And so we can't miss it, right? Go to the next slide, Nari. Right? He said, let your light so shine before who? You need to let people know that God is real in your life. Don't walk around with a Bible up under your arm. I did a funeral yesterday of Gary Titbaugh. And I told the people at the funeral, I said, I never heard Gary Titbaugh quote a scripture. He never quoted a scripture to me. I said, because he was the light. He walked the Bible. He didn't quote the Bible. He was the Bible. He lived the Bible. He loved like the Bible said you're supposed to love. So his light was always shining bright. Every time he came in contact with someone else, you know, he wouldn't let you pay for a meal. He paid for the meal. He was always trying to find something to build. If you had, Sister Norman is here. If you didn't have your budget together, he'd do everything in the world to try to make you get your budget. He said, I want to teach you how to budget your money. Because I already got some. I already know how to budget mine, but I want to show you how to budget yours. Because he was always trying to let his light shine. I want to ask you a question. Do your friends know that you have a light shining in your life? How do they know that God is real in your life? Right? You know your buddies you hang with, you smoke weed with every day, you know you hang with. Do they know that God is really in your life? Right? Because here's what's going to happen. Soon as trouble hits you, and it hits you hard, your friends is going to come. But they're not going to call on you because they think your light is dim. You've been quoting scriptures and doing all that, telling everybody, come on, go to church with me, but my life don't line up with it. So I'm projecting one thing. I'm saying something. Jesus said it like this. You serve me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. Now, it's important, he said, because I'm really there. Now, remember, he's right inside of you. The Spirit of God is inside of you, right? Everybody says inside of me. So he says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, and then they're going to give your Father glory. They're going to see. Listen, when I move, people are going to see your work. I need you to know. I don't need to brag about what I do. I just need to do it. When you want to really realize the power that's in you, you don't have to sound your horn. Right? You don't need to get on social media and tell everybody what you're doing. Right? Just let your light shine. Just show your works. And then listen, and when you do it that way, and when you love, now here's the key. I'm gonna talk to you about loving people. Because once you understand people and who they are, and understand that they all have been empowered by God to make a difference, and you're not the only one. I know some of you think some people not saved because you so saved because what they're doing. But you know, if God pulled the blanket off you, people think you're not saved either. Right? And so now we open up who we are in him. And that's why Jesus is so important. The life of Jesus was about showing people who he is in us. So it's like we're like Jesus with skin on it. Right? We are the light that lights the world up. We have this power. That's why he says, anything you ask the Father, when you're in a line with God and you put your life in line with him, you line your life up with him, all right, and focus on him and get in line with God, he said, there's nothing in the world you can't ask for you won't get. Because here's the thing. Because everything in the universe belonged to him, even though somebody else is holding on to it for him. So you have something that don't really belong to you. You just holding it for somebody else coming along. Right? And so that's why if I walk in righteousness and do what I'm supposed to do, that he said, I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings that you don't even have room enough to receive. That's how much power you got. That means you can call things into existence. You can speak. You really got the power to heal you. All you got to do is line up. Let me move to the next slide so we can get through this thing. Because y'all think y'all not gonna get out in time, but I promise you will, right? Now, listen to John. He says, and I, this is important, right? If I be what? From the earth, what I'm gonna do? Now let me give you a little spin on that, man. Just imagine, Margaret, that God, the same spirit that was in Jesus, is in you. And when you, watch it, he says, if I be lifted up. Now, listen, what if the Christ in you is lifted up? What if when you elevate it up, man, people see the God in you? What you going to do? You're going to draw people to you, right? He says, when you understand who you are and whose you are and understand the man. Now, listen, here's the thing. If I lift you up, I'll also draw men to you. I don't need to try to tear you down. My job is if I believe the Bible, and I believe that God resides in all of us, then I should be lifting you up. And if I lift you up, guess what happened? I'm going up with you. But if I beat you down, guess where I got to go? I'm going down, right? And it's important that he said, if I be lifted up, right? Now, I know we take, well, you know, when he go to Calvary, remember he's talking about a sacrifice. Everything is spiritual. So you got to get the spiritual message, right? And it's important for us to understand, as we lift up Christ and the Holy Spirit of Christ in you, right? Because we got to move in this earth. And just imagine if I do everything I'm supposed to do, right? And I represent and I have a Christ consciousness, right? And me raising my consciousness in Christ, as I go up, what am I going to do to you? I'm going to treat you right. I'm going to love you, right? And if I treat you right and I love you like I'm supposed to, guess what's going to happen? I'm going to draw you, right? When I draw you, guess what's going to happen? You're going to start getting the same mindset. You start hanging around certain people, guess what? You're going to start behaving like them, right? So if you want to impact the people around you, lift up the Christ in you. Elevate the Christ in your life, right? Don't spend time talking about the faults and flaws in other people's lives. Lift up the Christ in your life. I think a lot of us are not successful because we're too busy focusing on trying to find the fault in other people, and then we don't even bless our own life. And everything in this world is about you. Everybody says it's an inside job. It's about you, right? So as you lift other people up, it lifts you up. As you tear other people down, it tears you down. As you bless other people, you bless you. That's why it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. If I bless you, I'm already blessed. Don't nobody have to give me nothing. I'm already blessed. Man, something inside, I don't know why God did it like this here, but whenever I bless you, it make me feel good. It make me want to bless you again. You know, just by you saying thank you, I try to do it again. Because it's about that lifting up. Everybody say lifting up. You gotta lift him up. Then he'll draw all men. Right? So if I lift up Christ, right? Well, you know, he died. Listen, if I lift up Christ and lift up his teachings and lift up his moral values and what he stands for, what's going to happen in the world? The world's going to be a better place. Now, I want you to understand, Jesus never taught division. He always taught a unity. That's why he told his dad, Lord, make them one. Like we are one. Because once you come in and understanding that we are one and we are one in him, there's no devil in hell can stop you, right? There's nobody. All the power is in me. If I want to change my world, I got to change the way I think about Christ and about him in my life, right? And understand that I got the power operating inside of me. Go to the next slide, Jay. Nari. He said, but if the spirit of him, right, that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken what? Your mortal bodies by the spirit that where? Where is it at? Now listen, if you are in a sick state and you don't know what's going on and you turn your life over to Christ and you give your mind and your conscience to Christ and I have a Christ conscience, the same spirit that raised Jesus up from the dead will raise you from your dead state. You know, if you got an ugly mindset, embrace Christ and watch your mind transform. If you don't like your situation, listen, if you're in a bad state of mind, I promise you, man, try Jesus. Try to get a Christ conscious and a Christ mindset. And if you even have a job and not even working, right? When you get a mindset and you have a mind of Christ, somebody give you something. They'll find you. You don't have to find them. Amen. Right? And it's so important for us to understand that wherever I am, however dead I am in my state, wherever I am, I was telling Milo when he was coming in, I said, listen, if you want to change your world, right, you gotta go deep inside. You got to shut yourself down. You got to meditate. You got to get the focus. You got to get your alignment, right? Now, he's, oh, that's crazy. I had a young lady meet me in the office the other day. She's like, I got an issue about that chocolate thing. I said, I'm gonna let you know a secret, y'all. Don't tell nobody. Anybody in this audience, if your life is a mess, close your eyes. Quiet down. take your deep breaths and watch your life come into alignment. Right? Don't let your amygdala hijack your prefrontal cortex. And that's what happens. We allow our emotions to take hijack us. So I'm in the game, Milo, and I'm praying. They put the press on me, and I'm pressing hard. If I meditate, I see the press coming. So when you're coming, I know the guy's going to be over here. I'm just going to throw the ball over there. I'm not going to panic. I know how to get out of the pressure. I know how to relieve the pressure. But you know, we tell everybody, listen, they're going to press. When a man in the middle, you get over here. If everybody meditated and knew what they're supposed to do, they'd be in their spots. We just throw the ball there. No press would ever work. The only reason it worked, because some people let that amygdala hijack their frontal cortex. Some of you are in the situation you're in because you let your amygdala. That's your fight or flight. Were you so mad? You just don't understand, Pastor. I do. That means you are not controlling you. If you want to get it under control, right, the Christ in you is a God of peace. Everybody say peace. He's a God of calmness, right? It always works. I don't know why he did it, but he worked it that way, right? And he wants you guys to understand who you are, and you have the power to shut down, be still, and watch the power of God work in your life. I don't care who you are. If you want to be, if you want your power to work, shut down, be quiet, be still, and watch you come out like a Superman, a Superwoman. You have so much more power. You're so clear in your thinking, right? All your decision making gonna change, all because you stop for a minute and you let God empower you by your breathing. Just by your breathing. The old folks used to say, "Boys, stop, count to 10." We thought they was tripping. Now I understand when I started doing the research why they told you to count to 10. You got to calm yourself down, right? You got to learn how to breathe because you had all this energy, right? I was in the hospital yesterday with a young girl, and she said, "Mr. Durham, I don't know. My back messed up so bad. I feel like electricity is coming out of my fingernails." She said, "Sometimes I feel like it's coming out of my toes." I said, "Baby, it is. It really is happening to you. That's because your body is nothing but an electrical current. But we don't believe that. So we don't control the system. Just imagine if the electricity is flowing, calm it down. Get your system in a line, right? And the God of the universe aligned it all up for you. And now I'm not all bent out of shape. Take a deep breath. You don't have your rent money? Breathe." Yeah, we laughing about it. Just breathe. Take some deep breaths. Close your eyes. Calm down. And watch God work. Because God is a spirit, man. And don't y'all ever forget it. Right? Oh, give me one more slide, Donnie. I got to get out of here. Because I told him 12:30, right? "For as many as are led by the..." They are what? When you allow the God in you to take full control of you, man, then you can represent your daddy for real, for real. Amen. Right? He says, for ye have not received the spirit of what? Bondage. Again, to fear. What am I afraid of when I got the power inside of me? Ain't no devil anyway. Quit giving the devil more credit than God. Yeah, the devil this here and the devil that. Well, either God a lie or the devil the bomb. God ain't no lie and the devil's weak as water. Because he's inside of you and you thinking that way. Why are we giving him more credit? Because we don't understand who he is in our life. So we have an external force and we get this force outside. Man, the devil did it. Flip Wilson said, "And the devil made me do it." No, it ain't the devil. It was you. Is you made that decision. If you want to change the decision, change you. Quit blaming that. You want to change your life, change you. He said you're transformed. Not if you kick the devil out your life. You're transformed by the renewing of your mind. Change the way you think. Get a Christ conscious. Get a Christ conscious and you see the power in your life change. It's just, you just explode. You walk around like, yes, bring it on. Bring the world on. Yes, yes. That's how important God is in your life. So quit walking around like a victim. Amen. Quit blaming somebody every time something go wrong. Amen. I'm in this situation because he left me. And he wasn't there when you was born. Right? And it's not him or her anyway. It's God providing for you. I say it all the time. We have what we have is because of what you guys do. If you guys didn't do it, we wouldn't have. They said, well, you know, God did. I know, but he did it through you all. He touched your mind, your heart, and you guys blessed the church, and we were able to do other things for other people because of what you did. Because God worked through people. Let him work through you. We got to understand where we are. Now, as we stand to your feet, as we close, let me give you a secret. But you can't tell nobody because I'm telling you it's going to work. When you go home today, right, go into your secret closet. Everybody say your secret closet. It's not a closet in your house, right? The secret closet means you got to go within you. Go into your, that's why when you pray, so I asked somebody, say, I want to pray in church, but I'm scared to pray. I said, don't be afraid to pray in church because you're not praying to the people anyway. You're talking to God. So you go into your secret closet and it's just you and who? God. Well, where is he? Inside my heart. Right? And so as I breathe, I inhale him. Then I exhale the power. And do it several times a day. Whenever you get worked up, breathe. Everybody say breathe. Breathe. All right, I got to quit because it's 12:30. All right, let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Thank you for the power in us. And Lord, you know that so many of us don't believe we have it because so many people told us we didn't. So many people want us to depend on them and let them control our life. But we put our faith and our confidence in you inside of us. So Lord, today is the day it's going to really be our birthday. It's the day we're going to go inside of us and be the best version of you. As when you made us so brilliant, so smart, so intelligent. Lord, we just so awesome and so magnificent. We have the power to heal and deliver. Lord, thank you. So I'm asking you, Lord, to open up their minds, awaken their mind. Let them understand who they are. Let them get your word and let your word just reside all through their bones and every core of their body. Let them live like nobody lived. So they can live like nobody lived. We thank you so much, and we love you. And as we leave this place, never your presence, give us the power to be everything you called us to be. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. The altar is open for those who would like prayer. We'd love for you to join this church, be a part of our family. So come up for prayer. The prayer team come forward, please.